Well, hello, everyone, and welcome into the podcast. My name is Johnny Gasson, local evangelist right here in Mobile, Alabama, South Alabama. It is an honor to serve Christ. I am a servant of His, and I want to assist you and accommodate you when it comes to sharing your faith on a daily basis. So that's the first question we have to ask today is, do you prepare yourself for that? Do you prepare on a daily basis to share the gospel? You know, I'm going to actually give you some pointers and some tips and even some things right now you can begin to do. That way you can prepare yourself not only for the rest of this day, but even tomorrow. And I know we're launching this in the evening, but even now, if you're going out and about, it's an amazing thing. You know, if you're going to be around the public, have you prepared yourself today? Have you prepared yourself to share the gospel? That and more on the podcast today. So, hey, stay locked in right here. We got a lot of really good stuff to share with you.
You are now locked into Reach Daily, a podcast to inspire and train believers to fulfill the Great Commission, reaching their city with the gospel of Jesus Christ, both biblically and effectively. New episodes will be uploaded Monday through Friday on your favorite podcasting platforms. Now, here's your host, evangelist Johnny Gasson.
All right, Romans chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. If you have your Bible, I want to encourage you to turn with me there. And we're going to be discussing how Paul viewed, just in general, preaching the gospel. You know, the Word of God talks about in Matthew 28, 19, to go therefore and make disciples of every nation, right? Well, we don't want to go in every nation without starting in our own nation. So wherever we are is our mission field. Wherever our feet are, that's our mission. So whether my feet are here or they're 2,000 miles away in Guatemala, that's where my mission field is. And so here I am. I'm in Mobile, Alabama. What can I do to preach the gospel, to share the gospel with people that are around me? You know, Mark 16, verses 15 says to preach the gospel to everyone. You know, and that is a word of action. It is to be actively sharing the gospel. And so if you're new to this, this is Reach Daily, which is a ministry of Reach My City, which is founded right here in Mobile, Alabama. South Mobile specifically is where we are. And what our goal is to come alongside you, the believer, and the local pastor, the local church, and just do the assisting role to accommodate you in witnessing and sharing the gospel. So today I got on very quickly and was talking about how every day in my wallet, I pack 5 gospel tracts. Now, typically I have the $1 million bill. And this has, yes, Charles Spurgeon on the front, the Prince of Preachers, my favorite preacher from the past. But it has a sound biblical gospel presentation on the back. And this is my favorite gospel tract. Now, if you're like me, you may have tried gospel tracts before, and maybe you didn't like them very much. You saw them and you thought, man, you know, these are not very appealing to the eye. People don't really like these. I don't really feel like it's effective, things like that. Well, I had that thought too. In fact, it took a good friend of mine named Jacob Maloney, which is now a pastor, local pastor here in Mobile, that was trying to influence me to use gospel tracts. And I was very turned off by them because, you know, my thought is, especially about this, it's a fake, you know, $1 million bill. It looks like $100 if you were to fold it up like this. It looks just like $100. I'm like, you know, you're kind of fooling people. That's not a very good way to start off. So I probably had the same thoughts you did. And in fact, I was a waiter before. I was a waiter at actually Ruby Tuesdays here in Mobile for about, I don't know, 6 months or so. And, you know, I would see Christians come in and they would put something down like this. It would be like a folded $100 bill and on the table, and you read it and it would say, disappointed. Well, God will never disappoint you. And I'm thinking, man, that's not a really good way to minister to someone. This person's trying to feed their family at home and you're giving them a fake $100 bill. So I was very turned off by them. Plus, I didn't know the effectiveness of it. And so my buddy Jacob began to influence me and he said, look, this is different. He said, this is $1 million bill. He said, what I want you to do is, he said, don't put it down as a tip. He said, I kind of veer away from those, you know, when I'm at a restaurant. Use a different gospel tract. And there's so many different ones out there. And give a good tip. Amen? Yeah, tip them well. Bless them and let them know, you know, how good of a job that they did. But anyway, he told me, he said, hey, take one of these and just put it in your pocket. You know, I had a shirt pocket at that point. He said, put it in your pocket and just see what happens. It was amazing. I'd walk into a room and people's eyes would fix on the on the $1 million bill on my shirt. And I'd say, oh, would you like one of these? I'm handing these out today. It's $1 million. And it was so amazing. The gospel conversations I was able to get into, it blew my mind. I was like, wow, man, these are so effective. And then I began to pass them out. I'd say, hey, did you get one of these? I would go up to a local supermarket or the rest area here off the interstate where our city's located is right off the interstate. And so real popular area between South Mobile and South Mississippi. And so we go to a place where people congregate and we'd pass these out like they were going out of style and people loved them. It was just amazing to me. And so if you're not seeing this right now, you're on the podcast, you can go to our YouTube page, which is Reach My City Evangelism. You can also watch it on Facebook. It's all over Facebook, Reach My City, if you'd like to see what I'm actually talking about here. By the way, if you're seeing it and you'd like to listen to it later on, you can't see the whole thing, you can go to Spotify as well as Amazon Music and Apple Podcast. I believe there's some other podcasting platforms you can actually listen to this on. But I'm going to get into the scriptures. I was reading Romans chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. And the reason why I bring up the gospel tracts is because for someone who's just getting started out, maybe you're a little bit fearful when it comes to witnessing. Just listen to what the Apostle Paul said. He said, brethren, I don't come to you with words of eloquence, but I come to you with fear, with weakness, and in much trembling. And if you can relate to that, which I think most people can relate to that. Does the thoughts of sharing your faith bring you fear? Do you feel weak at it? Do you feel like you don't have words of eloquence? You don't have the perfect words? Do you feel, you know, even much trembling at the thought of witnessing? Well, you align yourself with the Apostle Paul, Gideon, Moses, and many other people who said, man, I've stuttered, you know, I stutter, or I don't have the right words, or I get awkward, or I fear rejection. All these things, believe me, I've heard it through the years of being an evangelist and training people in biblical evangelism. These are legitimate fears. But when you realize that, a lot of these fears are unfounded. What that means is that, first of all, we don't have to have the right words. It's not about having the right words. It's about the power that is in the gospel message. In fact, we're about to read that right now. It's a good segue into this verse. So let's read it together if you're there. Romans chapter 1. All right. Verses 13 through 17. Here we go. It says, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that I often have planned to come to you. This is Paul writing to the church at Rome. He says, and I've been prevented from doing so. I've been prevented from doing it so far, so that I may obtain some fruit among you, also even as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation. Do you hear that? I am under an obligation. He feels obligated to what? To both the Greeks, to the barbarians, both to the wise, to the foolish. So for my part, I am eager to share the gospel with you. Here it says preach. That word preach in the Greek is the word kerusso. Kerusso simply means that word literally means a public crier, but it really is a depiction of someone publicly sharing their faith. You know, whether it be an open-air declaration of the gospel, a one-to-one witness, the Word of God talks about how specifically Jesus said, not that you will go and do outreach, or you'll go and do evangelism, or whatever it may be. No, he says, you will be my witnesses. You will be my witnesses. And so every morning, I prepare myself for that. You know, not just because I'm an evangelist. Let's just set that aside for a moment. It's because I'm a believer. That's why. I'm prepared to do the will of the Father. I'm prepared to obey Him. I'm prepared to do what He says. And Jesus says, why do you call me Lord and not do what I say? When He says to go, therefore, and to preach the gospel to people, every person. So good indicators to, you know, figure out if a person needs the gospel. This is very important, guys. Take notes here. Very practical. You think, okay, how do I know if someone needs the gospel? This is the telltale sign. It is the indicator. Okay, if you see them breathing, they desperately need the gospel. Preach to them. Now, some say, Johnny, I like to wait, build a relationship, you know, get some camaraderie going, you know, some fellowship with a person and get to know them, them get to know me, and just live a Christian life before them. You know, that's kind of how I witness. Well, that's good, but the problem is you're missing a massive part here that Christ commands you to do, and that is to open your mouth and to speak, to share the gospel. Now, most people think themselves that they do that if they invite a person to their church or something like that. But the thing is, it could be further from the truth. The Word of God says to preach the gospel, share it, not wait for an opportune time, wait for the perfect moment. No, no, no. Declare it. Declare the gospel. Now, believe me, I'm sensitive to all, pretty much every person that I've ever talked to when it comes to evangelism. Believe me, it's not the easiest conversation. Evangelism's hard. Believe me, it's not easy. It's not easy for anybody. It's not easy for me, and I know it's not easy for you, and I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, you're looking at a guy who's open-air preached the gospel hundreds of times in front of the White House. I've open-air preached in front of different ethnicities, backgrounds, worldviews. I've preached open-air in the middle of Antigua, Guatemala. People don't even speak my language. It's very uncomfortable. It's hard. It's difficult. I went to the atheist rally called the Reason Rally. I think it was 2 or 3, 4 years ago in Washington, D.C. Atheists filling the Washington, the mall there. And yet we boldly went up to people and shared our faith. It was hard, difficult, but the Holy Spirit was with me and He emboldened me to speak the word and He quickened me to do it, and He strengthened me to do it, and He will to you as well. In fact, that's what the Word of God says, that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witnesses. And that's the empowering of the Holy Spirit. Now, to prepare yourself daily is to, first of all, you have to have in your mind, I am obligated. I have an obligation to preach the gospel. It was George Whitefield that said, brethren, he's in the field, okay? And imagine these, you know, many people around, the multitudes of people, and he said, brethren, I'm willing to go to jail for you. I'm willing to die for you. He says, however, I'm not willing that you not go to heaven with me. Wow. That's the heart. Every believer needs to have that heart. If you don't have that heart, realize it and say, oh God, I'm sorry. Help me, Lord. Help me to have a heart for the lost. God, Lord, inside of me, build this heart for the lost. God, help me. God, let me see the fate of the ungodly. Let me realize the reality of hell and your judgment and your wrath falling upon people. God, and the gospel that must be preached. Help me realize my part in the Great Commission. And if I've been lacking, I repent of it, Father God. Help me, God, to not shirk my responsibilities, but Lord, like the Apostle Paul, feel obligated to present the gospel. Lastly, the Apostle Paul said in Acts 20:24, he said, however, I consider my life worth nothing. That was in the face of all the different various persecutions he already faced and what he knew he would die, become a martyr for Christ. Ultimately, have his head chopped off for the cause of Christ. He said this, none of this moves me. He said, if I only might do this one thing. What is that? To finish the race. To complete the task the Lord Jesus gave me. The task of testifying to the grace of God. And that's what we are to do. Brethren, listen, and sisters, we are to present the gospel. It is good news. It is good news, and we must say it. How can a person become a Christian? Well, right here, the Word of God says the power. Verse 16, for I'm unashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then also to the Greek. For it's the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith. We act in faith when we preach the gospel and we share the gospel. He said, so in my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you and to also who are in Rome. So anyway, to kind of land this plane tonight or this morning, whenever you listen to this, do you ready yourself? Do you prepare yourself? How can you do that? Begin with prayer. Father God, help me. Help me be a faithful witness today and make that a daily prayer. And I'll be here to help you do that, to help encourage you. That's what I mean. I'll be here to encourage you. That's what Reach Daily is all about. It's a daily podcast, Monday through Friday. I'm here. I'm here to encourage you, to give you tips and tools and all these things. Last thing I want to share with you, we are about to start something new, okay? We are about to start an evangelism box, okay, an evangelism subscription box. It's the Reach My City subscription box. And what you're going to be able to do is you're going to be able to donate, you know, a set amount of money, which is not going to be a lot, believe me, just enough to be able to afford the gospel tracts. And Reach My City will send you a subscription box filled with gospel tracts and instructional DVDs and books and resources to just assist you and maybe even your church in constant outreach. Every single month you'll find this at your door, and it'll be something, man, you'll be fully loaded, ready to share your faith. Just like me, in the morning times, I have a little valet, and I put my glasses, I put my pen, I put my watch, my wallet, just my personal belongings. And I always have a stack of gospel tracts just sitting there waiting for me. And what I do is I take five. I challenge myself to give out five a day. And what I do is I fold these up like this, and then I separate them each individually, and I put them in my wallet so that way at any point I can pull one out and either lay them down or be ready to share it with someone and point them to the million-dollar question, which is, will you go to heaven when you die? What do you think about that? And I start the conversation. It's wonderful. Great, great tools to have. There's others, many others. I love this one. This one's great. You tell people, you say, look, there's two dots on the front right here. Okay, there's four dots right there, and then two dots on the back, okay? And then there's four again, and then there's one dot on the back, and then there's four, and then there's one, and then four, and one, and four, and two. People say, oh, you're covering up the dots, and you go, no, I'm not. There's no dots there. and it's great. In the middle is a gospel track, and people love that stuff. There's all kind of fun stuff like that, you know. People that listen to the podcast are like, "What is he doing?" There's illusions, and there's tricks, and there's funny ones. This right here is called the 101 funniest one-liners. It says, "If first you don't succeed, don't try skydiving." I love that. This is great. You can lay these in doctor's offices and waiting areas. That's wonderful. There's even a gospel track for kids called Albert Brainstein, which is also wonderful. Great stuff, guys. I can't wait to share more of this with you tomorrow on the podcast. We're going to be continuing this conversation of being ready on an everyday basis. Remember, Jesus said, you would be my witnesses. So this is about a daily effort to win the lost for Christ. And if you feel like you've just missed so many opportunities, you've not been faithful in this, realize there's grace, and realize you can't fix the past. You can't change it. You can't go back. But the good news is you can go forward. And that's what we're going to do together. Okay, guys. So I'm excited that you're here tonight. Thank you so much for joining me, or today, whenever you're listening to this. This is your daily podcast, your daily help and encouragement to witness for Christ. Thank you for joining me once again. This is Reach Daily, which you can find on Spotify. If you have an Android device, that's the best thing to do. You know, download the Spotify app and look up Reach Daily. That way you can get it, listen to it in your car, whatever you may be, whatever you know you're doing. If you can't watch, you can also go to YouTube. Once again, YouTube, Reach My City Evangelism. We are here for you. That's why we exist. Reach My City exists to equip you, to assist you in the work of evangelism. So we love you. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. And let's together get ready to share faith for the cause of Christ.